Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Marriage and Martinis, and a very good morning to you.
Oh, Lord.
It might not be morning for you, but
Who
it is
you,
for
Robin
us.
Robin Williams? Good morning.
Vietnam. Yeah, it's 9:30 in the morning. We have a long weekend and figured this was a great opportunity to bring out another episode. And kids are still sleeping, which works for us.
Well, some of them are.
Yeah. So, you know, 9:30 in the morning, mimosas and recording. What's a better day than that?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Adam and Danielle's here with me, and we have a episode for you about being or becoming parents.
Well, right? No.
It's not?
It's stuff no one tells you about becoming a parent.
Right.
So, you know, you read all those books about, you know, how to be a parent and whatever, but we're going to get into the shit that, like, only we'll tell you about.
This is parenting marriage and martini style.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
This is what not to expect when you're expecting.
Right.
Well, you should expect it, but no one tells you to expect it.
Sure.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, again, this is not what not to do. This is how it's real and how we do it. Right?
I don't know what the fuck you just said.
We just
said,
confused
but
the shit out of everybody.
Yes, which is exactly how we do parenting.
Exactly. So before we get started, we actually had a recent review posted, and we love
it. Well, we have lots of reviews, and we love all of them.
Oh, of course we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so
awesome.
Much for everybody doing it.
Yeah, to take a few seconds out of your day, it's amazing.
Yeah. So I apologize. We couldn't pronounce your name the way it was posted on the review.
Well, it's not a name. You know, they have these, like, you can put a nickname in
right.
or whatever it is.
Yeah, not
so
a real name.
People put maybe it's initials or whatever. So there's no pronouncing initials. Like, you
right.
can't.
Yeah, so her or his, I don't know who it is.
No, I think it's a woman.
Yeah. The name is Swishlover. There's a lot of consonants going on here in a row. Swish.
It doesn't
lover.
Matter.
Oh, but I want to figure it out.
Well, what we want is for her to just tell us who you really, you know, we want
yeah.
her to come and, yeah.
All right. So this person says, Danielle and Adam just made my laminated list to hang out with for an hour, of course, with a winky smiley face. That's
right. Because
awesome.
In a laminated list episode, I distinguish between people you want to have sex with. And
right.
I'm not taking offense to it that she doesn't want to have sex with us. I understand.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Swish.
But I loved that. I thought that was a really creative.
So much fun.
Really creative review. And we appreciate everyone's reviews. But that made me smile. It was really fun.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks.
And yeah, please take, you know, if you have a few seconds during your day and you're enjoying what we're doing, please take a few moments to rate and review us. It really does help.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Okay.
Want to dive in?
Let's do it.
Okay. Me
Let's
first?
Do it. Parenting style. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So to start this off, you asked me what things about parenting can you never prepare somebody for? And like, what did I not expect before becoming a dad and becoming a parent? So for my recommendation for you, whatever kind of parent you think you're going to be before you actually have your first child, for the most part, I know some people are really good at this and God bless you. I don't know how you do it, but whatever you think your parenting style is going to be, just forget that. Throw that out the window.
Right. Like you have like, all these expectations of how you're going to be.
Yeah. Like, oh, my kid's just going to have healthy foods and I'm going to limit their iPad usage, or they're going to have this bedtime and that's when they go to sleep, or I'm going to dress them nicely every day.
Right.
Have the
like
perfect
there's
outfits.
There's like the memes that say like I was the best parent before I became a parent.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or like parents who don't have kids or people who don't have kids are always the best parents. They always have the best ideas
you'll
of
have
how to
these
parent.
Expectations in mind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I remember hearing somebody before we became a parent, before we became parents, and I remember hearing someone out in public call their kid a brat. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe they just called their kid a brat. Yeah. Now, if I saw them, I'd be like, rock on. Yes.
I'd be like,
thank
that,
you.
That's for... all you got, brat?
Right, right.
I mean, come on.
Right. But like, I now, you know, my take on it then was like, ugh, how dare they? Mm. Like, now I'm like, yeah, thank you. Represent, you
yeah.
know? Like,
yeah. If you don't have kids, don't judge. When
absolutely.
You see, you know, somebody like.
Yeah, and I did that. But yeah. But we were young when we had kids. So, you know, I was. But yes, I definitely, you know, you do judge a little bit. And then you get into it and you're like, oh, that's what was going
right.
on.
Right. Yeah. So don't judge us when you see us in public. Yeah. We're yelling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So also I have something that you will not possibly never expect is the costs that are involved in having children. It's incredible. Like you never have an idea of what things cost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first off is babies. If you, you know, breastfeed, you don't have to deal with bottles and formula and all that stuff.
Well, you have to get breast pumps and, you know, all the other stuff. No matter which way you do it, it costs a lot of money.
Like, oh, yeah. Carrying, like, what are those things called? Those cages that you carry your kids in? what is it? The carry
the cages
thing. Whatever those things you carry your kids
what,
in.
What, an infant carrier?
Yeah, an infant carrier. One of those. You got strollers, you got like all kinds of crazy shit. And then once they're off that, it's food and school and, you know, it's.
God, you gotta, you know what? You gotta feed them so much more than you ever thought. Yeah. I feel like 3 meals a day is a lot.
Three?
Yeah, well.
They eat constantly.
I mean, there are times when they'll come to me and be like, Mom, you never gave us dinner. And I'm like, dude, I just gave you lunch like 4 hours ago.
Kids need to
it's
eat.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of meals.
Yeah, but even besides what it costs for the kids, like you have to also think about, like, how do you want to separate? You want to spend money on yourselves too. So how much do you spend on yourselves versus how much you want to save for your kids? Like
financial planning.
I guess.
Do we do that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
We're not good at that.
No. We're too. We want to do stuff too. Like we want to not have to worry about. You know. We want to go out to dinner. We want to. Enjoy our lives too. Like yeah. we want
to. Well, we're
do
not
that
taking
stuff.
Like private yacht cruises. We're like trying to just have a date night.
Yeah, but you know, you go out to dinner, and that's money you could have used towards whatever for the kids or for college. Or
yeah.
whatever. But you know, like you have to think about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so cost is a thing. I also have like acting appropriately. Because you didn't have to worry about that before, obviously, unless you're in public. But you're kind of molding these kids to be people you want them to be and how to act out in society.
God, that's scary. We're molding the youth of America
right
now.
So, like, we have to really be careful about the things we say or do or how we act in front of them because they...
Well,
if they look at their parents the way they, you know, they're like, oh, so whatever. That's okay because my
parents
did it.
You think you do that? You think that you, like... change your behavior in front of them for real?
No, I'm not saying what I do. I'm saying what the right thing to
do. No, but I'm saying, like, do you feel like we do that?
No, not at all. But that's what I love about us. Like, you know, we're ourselves. But we know what's important for how they should act in society. It's not appropriate that our kids watch Family Guy every day. And, that's you know, they watch movies with curses or violence or, you know, Ian's
Well, that's
Fortnite.
A whole other thing that I want to talk about.
Yeah, so, but there's... But when they're out in the real world, they know what's important. They know, you know, the whole, you know, love matters. They're kind to others. Be kind to everybody.
Yeah, I think that we're naturally, like, the same way we're naturally, like, you know, the curse words floweth from our mouth. But, like, at the same time, we go out and, like, we're just naturally, I feel like, respectful to people.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we go to a restaurant and we're, you know, we're super nice to everybody working there. Or we go on vacation. And, you know, like, I think that they see the way that we treat other people no matter their, you know, quote unquote status or, mm-hmm. you know, whoever they are or background or so I think from that perspective, like that to us is what's important.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, like I was allowed to curse growing up and everything. And, you know, I think maybe my mom, you know, maybe there were certain situations she didn't want me to curse in. But I think that I'm way more important with how they treat people, you know, rather than, you know, what comes out of their mouth when they're with friends or what, you know.
Yeah.
There's a balance, but
I guess you have to kind of balance out what's appropriate, what's important to you, you know, how you want them to be when they're being judged in society or respecting certain people. And
yeah.
You have to, I guess, like
and
I
like
said,
we've said before, our kids know, you know, they're not going around school cursing.
No.
They're not, you know, we've never had a parent call us and like, your kid is cursing in my house. Like, I think they know that there's a time and a place and that, you know, if you're going to watch the movies, then that's, you know, you have to be able to know when to use it.
Sure. I have one more, if you'll allow me.
I don't know.
No, actually, on the flip side of everything, it's more of, you know, bringing out emotion in having children. And it's okay, guys, listen.
Dexter.
Sometimes I have, you know,
the Dexter of parents. But he had kids. I feel like he loved his kids.
Yeah, listen, he was just a serial killer against bad people.
No, but he had no. You always say he had no emotion, but I feel like he loved his kids.
Yeah, but
I didn't watch the show that much.
He handles it in a way that's not typical. You know, like he's kind of set back in a way that's, you know, you don't look at him.
Does he ever cry in the show?
I don't remember.
Okay. Because you don't cry very often.
I did cry once.
Like our daughter said the other day, Dad, yeah, you cried that time the Wi-Fi was out in the house.
Yeah, so, all right, let's bring it down a little bit just to get serious for a second. I've done this before. I don't want to make this a theme because I don't want to seem like I'm really a nice guy, you know? So.
Oh, no one's going to think that.
Oh,
don't
good.
Worry.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Not worried about that.
Good, good.
Go ahead.
You've never loved something in your life like you do when your child is born, except your wife, of course. But you develop this thing where, like, you didn't know existed inside of you. Like, you have a child, it's yours, you have to protect it, you have to, you know, take care of it, you have to, but something comes.
Are you talking about your phone or your children?
No, my children. I don't love my phone. I replace my phone every year.
Okay. I know. I can't believe you haven't replaced your wife yet. That's insane.
I don't want to replace my wife.
Listen.
You think I want another wife?
You like new things. Can we just go there for
a second?
Shiny
things.
New shiny things.
I love new things.
I know. Like, we've moved so many times because you like just new and, you know, a blank slate that you can, like, you know,
yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
No, you don't even think about it. Mm-mm. The second I see Zillow on your or realtor.com on your history, I'm out. No, but you do. You like, so like every time, you know, like I think you went from not really being sure if you wanted kids to wanting like eight, because each time it was so fun to have like a new, you're like, oh, a new one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You develop this just love that you didn't know existed inside of you. And then you want to protect it. So like there's things you get like so nervous about and you're so scared of, like, just protecting them, like making sure they're okay, making sure they're not gonna, like, our kids could walk across the street. I know there's no cars, but
well,
I get nervous.
Oh God. Yeah, you should get nervous because they suck at crossing
a
street.
But I just get nervous when they're in a situation which could be potentially harmful to them, and I just want to grab them and bring them back, and like it's just something that you've never felt before.
Yeah,
you know.
So, I get that.
Yeah. Okay. So
all right.
So that's. All right, back to marriage and martinis.
Well, I didn't go in that direction because I feel like, all right, listen, we all know we love our kids, you know, like there, you know, there's the like you go online and, you know, I'll post sometimes a funny parenting meme and 95% of the people think it's hilarious. And then you have the 5% that are like, oh, well, if that's how you feel, then you shouldn't have had kids. Right. And, you know, that's not funny. And I love my kids. And I'm like, dude, I fucking love my kids more than anything in the world. You know, I love them. Okay. But just like anything else in life, you need to be able to laugh and, you know, commiserate. And so anyway, so, you know, obviously, I could go into, you know, the things you don't know about being a parent, the same shit you did about, you know.
Hey, mine was good.
Yours was fantastic. So, but I said, you know, a few things, like, as a mom that I honestly didn't get. And I think, first of all, number one was probably that I was young. And number two, I think there's just nothing to prepare you for it, is that, first of all, how much complaining there is. Like, yeah. I never expected.
I never heard you complain so much since the kids have been born.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. So, yeah, it's like a trickle-down effect.
Oh, you meant the kids complaining. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I just, everything. Like, you know, I go food shopping once a week or twice a week sometimes. And I'll come home and I'll put everything away. And they'll come up and they'll be like, are you going food shopping? There's no food. I'm like, dude, I just went food shopping. But what they really mean, they don't mean there's no food. They mean there's no junk food, like, or there's not enough junk food, or there's not exactly what I want, or there's plenty of food. Mm-hmm. They just think it's a fucking free-for-all and that it should be that, you know, they should be able to just come up and it's like a smorgasbord of, you know, snacks. And that's not always how it is. I think also, like, you know, you take them to an amusement park, you take them to Disney World, you take them to the beach, you take them, and like you're leaving and you're like, they're like, I'm bored. What now?
Yeah. What's next?
You're like, dude, we were just at fucking Disney World. Right. You know what I mean? And they're like, no, but what, but I'm so bored, you know, or you ask them to put something away that, you know, they took out and they're like, I have to do everything around here. And you're like, and then at a certain point, you're like, oh, shit, am I asking them to do too much? Or like, am I not excited enough about like being at Disney? Like you start to question yourself. I'm like, are other parents doing, you know, like there are days when we're homebodies for the most part. I feel like we stay home a lot. But, and our kids, I feel like for the most part, like it too. But then I see other people online who are like posting pictures of being at, like, you know, they're out with their kids all day and doing this and doing that. And I start to feel guilt and I'm like, oh God, are we not doing enough? But we do a lot.
We do a lot. And yeah, you always get that.
Cause I get so nervous that we're not doing enough.
God, so many weekends you're like, let's do this with the kids because I saw so-and-so posted. Well, you go on Facebook,
you're sitting around as a family. You know, maybe you guys watch, you play cards for a little bit, or, you know, you watch a movie together or whatever. And then somebody posts a picture that like they took their kids in one day, you know, to like the petting zoo, you know, apple picking, to the Museum of Natural History. And, you know, then they afterwards they got like, you know, the best ice cream in the East Coast, like, and you're like, oh God, well, we played Go Fish for like 15 minutes, you know, so it's hard. You're constantly like worried that you're not doing enough.
Yeah, but you know, you look and they're happy. They're doing what they like doing. They're homebodies too, but they like doing things too. And we do both. I mean,
and you know what? And when you take your kids and do all that stuff, they complain anyway. So it's like, I might as well just have them complain at home and it's free.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, so yes, we do a lot with our kids, but definitely, no matter, it was just so much fucking complaining. Yeah. I can't even deal. I think also another thing was like, I will never have personal space again until I know they're going to be out of the house. I'm going to wish that they were back, you know, like
for all you haters,
you know, I know I wouldn't get a wish that they're back, you know, like watching me pee again and banging on the door when I want to like have some privacy. I get it. But for now, the touching and the, you know, like it's 90 degrees outside and they're like, you know, want you to pick them up and want to like take a nap on you and you're dripping sweat and, you know, you're sitting on the couch and you just want to like watch a show and they come over and they're like on, like our couch is enormous
across you.
And they need to be right on top of me. And I'm like, and you feel bad because you're like, oh, I love you, but I don't want, like, I just need some space.
Well, I don't feel that bad because I get to sit on the couch and they don't climb over you.
No, they don't. I know. They climb over to you to me.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's, and I love them, but there are times, especially like, you know, not to give you too much information, but like if I have PMS and I just need to be like left alone a little bit, the touching is just, give me some fucking space.
Yeah.
You know, and like I take a shower and they come in and I'm like a zoo animal. They come in and they like want to talk about like, you know, Ma, you know, I watched this show today, or you want to hear my Minecraft story. And I'm like, no, I want to just, don't watch me and they just go. I don't want you here. So, you know, it's just, there's a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the last one is just, I never could have ever like known how much organizing and cleaning is involved.
Okay.
Had I known about that, I would have probably handled it all very differently. But
well, how would you like what would you wish had happened previous to?
Oh God, I wish that, you know, you register for this for 5,000 baby toys. I wish I had registered for like someone to come and teach me like time management and organize my house and show my kids how to, like, I can't do that stuff. I don't know how to clean my own shit. How am I going to teach them how to clean their stuff?
No, you don't.
You know what I mean? Like, and the paperwork and the birthday party RSVPs and the, like, I'm one fucking person. You know what I mean?
I'm another person.
I'm sorry. When was the last time you RSVP'd to something?
When I told you to RSVP to that thing we did.
No, see, you've never, ever,
you're one
ever.
Person. Come on.
Okay, well, what? You don't do any of that stuff.
What? I don't RSVP to parties, but
I don't even go to the parties.
You know what? I'm glad you said that.
Oh, boy.
The last birthday party I went to, one of the moms who we're very friendly with said to me, how come you're always at the birthday parties and Danielle's never here?
Because I'm at another birthday party with another kid.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm driving them somewhere else.
I am always at the birthday parties. Okay. Obviously. Because that was said to me.
When we turn this off, I want you to tell me who that is, and I'm texting them, and I'm going to ream them out. Okay, so yeah, so that's my...
Okay.
That's just my take on...
Yeah, fucking kids. All right, so...
But we love them so much.
Oh, yeah. Listen, they are my they are our hearts. Yes. Yeah, they're my angels. Mm-hmm. And all right, so moving on. All right, so you asked me, I'm in charge of running a week-long parenting boot camp class.
Well, if someone's going to run a parenting boot camp class, it's got to be me. Obviously, it's going to be you.
Absolutely.
This is hypothetical, people.
You guys are in for a treat to be part of my boot camp.
Don't you think there should have been some, like... We learned, I didn't know anything. Like, we went to, like, Lamaze class at the hospital.
Well, you took home ec in school.
Right. I took an egg home for a day.
Is home ec still a class? Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Right?
I really don't even know. Not at our kids' school.
No.
But, you know, there should be some version of that where you're...
Well, listen, there's a lot missing in school that right. we should be taught about life. All right. So,
yeah, I want to hear. So you're going to run separate. Up. So people are going to sign up for your boot camp class.
You guys are in
luck. They're going to come for a week before they have kids.
Yes.
And they are going to take the Adam Parenting Boot Camp.
Okay. So I have a list of cocktail recipes that we're going to make first.
No, really? Is that what you're doing?
I don't know. I just came up with that. Oh. Well, you need, listen.
Well, no, there should be like a how do you balance your drink and make dinner and
right.
clean and vacuum and like how do you.
Well, I have one of those hats with the beer attachment with the straw.
Perfect. Perfect. Everyone, that's their souvenir. That's their take home.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So class number one is the first one you need to understand is anger management. You need to learn how to control your anger because.
I still haven't learned.
Just like I said before, when I got a little deep in how much, you know, you find this love that you never had before. Well, now you also find this anger you've never had before. It's like a primal anger. Like, like it comes back from when we were, you know, cavemen or whatever. Like it's just, you can yell like you never have before.
And I never hear you yell.
Oh, I yell.
When do you yell?
I yell. I try to contain myself.
No. Here's how it goes. I say, can you please go downstairs and tell them to stop screaming when they're playing Fortnite? Please. Just, I'm sick of the screaming. So you can, guys, can you keep it down a little bit?
Just like me.
Guys. And then I'm like, motherfucker. And I go downstairs and I'm like, shut up. I'm going to rip this fucking computer out of the wall. I'm going to smash it against the house. You're never going to play Fortnite again. And they're like, I like daddy better.
Yeah. And then you come up and I laugh at you. And
but like, the it's kids like good cop, bad cop. It's not, I've never heard you scream.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't think I have. And it annoys the crap out of me because I have to. And then you yell at me that I scream too much, but I'm making up for you not screaming.
I don't think that's true.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So yeah, control your anger, everybody. All right, so I also came up with, put down your pens and paper and everything.
Wait, did you tell how the anger management class is going to work? How are you going to do that? You have to plan the class, too. You can't just be like, come in and be like, don't scream at your kids, guys.
Oh, no, this is just ideas for topics.
Oh, I didn't really, Lord.
Like, lay this out.
And yes, okay. Mm-hmm.
That's too much research for me.
Mm-hmm. I should have had, like, lesson plans.
Yes.
Okay.
I need more, you know... prep from you.
I can't even imagine what more I would have to do to prep you.
All I'm saying is we have to teach you how to control your anger, but first we have to learn how to do that so we could teach it.
Right. Yeah, I can't teach that class, that's for sure.
All right, put down your pens and paper. We're gonna watch some movies, okay? And they're all Steve Martin movies. It's just gonna be a marathon. We're gonna start watching Parenthood.
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And boy, your camp is so much more fun than mine.
Yeah, my camp's awesome.
Yeah, no, your camp sucks. Your camp sucks as far as like no one's going to be prepared for shit after they get out of it.
Well, it's me.
Nobody's
going
to want to come to mine, but I'm going to prepare the shit out of you.
So that's the opposite thing here. Like,
all right, so I want a poll done. Who wants Camp Adam? Where you go and you watch movies and you have a good time and you come out and you're no better for it, or my camp where I really fucking prepare you. All right, let's go.
I don't know how to prepare. Let's know how to. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're gonna start with Parenthood. We're gonna watch that.
Is everyone just drunk all day?
Oh my god, we're like four tequilas deep already in this. By the time we get to the movies.
All right,
we're gonna move on from Parenthood to Cheaper by the Dozen. Because
everyone has 12 kids.
Nobody has 12 kids, but the situations that go on within that household are real. They do happen. It's not with 12.
Yeah, but they make it seem adorable.
Oh, come on. When they're like, someone throws up on the floor and then he slips right. on it and like breaks right. his back.
That's
or like,
true.
Like there's so much crazy shit going
no,
on.
I
like,
love that movie.
You,
yeah.
You just see the craziness that happens in a household. Yeah. It's not 12. It's one or two or three, maybe four.
Yeah.
But it's real. Like that's, mm-hmm. you know, it's craziness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great movie just to show you how crazy your
she's great
is
too. Bonnie Hunt. Is that her name? I think
yeah,
I love her.
Yeah, ask me.
I love her though.
And then another good one, I think, which is not quite as so Father of the Bride Part 2. When
oh, why not the first? Oh, because she's just getting married.
She's getting married. Mm-hmm. That's a whole, you know, but this is about dealing with your pregnant wife
mm-hmm.
and how the craziness that Steve Martin is going through taking care of his daughter and his wife who are both pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to learn what pregnancy is like for, you know, your wife, watch this movie because... It's mm-hmm. it's hysterical. A lot of it is, you know, satire and you
everyone's
know, whatever.
Seen it, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I think it's a great movie to teach you about, not teach you, but just to laugh at what it's mm-hmm. like dealing with a pregnant woman.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so after the movie's over,
okay,
all
okay.
three.
Mm.
Oh, by the way, go watch The Jerk. That's a great Steve Martin movie. It has nothing to do with parenting.
Well, I was going to say Dirty Rotten Scoundrels could be a good one for training because you have to kind of be a con artist when you're a parent.
Oh, that's pretty
you
good.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. you have to be able to trick your kids into, like,
that's
doing
smart.
Something,
yeah,
right?
I get that.
Like, you have to be able to, you know, manipulate. Like you need to be, your kid is going to be super manipulative. You need to one-up them
they're
in your game.
They're smarter than you think.
Yeah, they're just manipulative. But you need to be one step ahead of them at every moment.
Sometimes it's not that easy.
I know.
Yeah, they're pretty smart.
I know.
Okay, so now you're going to have to schedule sex with your partner. Because before it could be any time you ever wanted.
When have we ever scheduled sex?
The first 2 weeks after Mia was born, or what? How many weeks it was?
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah, we did schedule sex for that.
See, mm-hmm. so like not or maybe not when they're babies because they sleep a lot and you have time together. But when you
can
have
I be honest with
kids,
you?
Yeah,
I was so happy after. Like the first 6 weeks after a baby's born, first of all, they sleep most of the time. I get it. You're like figuring out what to do with the kid and whatever. But the doctor's like, no exercising. I'm like, no fucking problem.
Mm-hmm.
No sex. Fine with me. You know, I'm like tired. I want to sleep. You know, they're like, there's all these, you have all these stipulations and you're like, awesome. The best. Love it.
Right.
Go ahead.
But finding time, like especially now when we have not grown-up kids, but, you know, teenage kids and close too, they're always up in your face. They're all over the place. And you'll get a bang on the door when you're trying to, you know, even how late
yeah.
it is.
I think so, we talked about that in the
second. We did. So finding time is hard, which is why it's so important to
go away
or have a night out or
that
get
should
the kids
be,
out
you
of
know
the
what,
house.
That would be a good registering thing for when you're having a kid, like a GoFundMe, like sex vacation.
Well, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, I want like coupons to like hand over to like the in-laws or my mom or whatever. Like, all right, you gave me this coupon. You have the kids for the night.
That's good. A coupon book of babysitting.
And I can use it whenever I want.
Oh, I like it.
That's smart.
You guys should do that.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes. Vouchers.
Right. So no more Ooh. Birthday gifts. I want mm-hmm. coupon books. How's that?
From me?
No, from like family, like from your parents or my mom. Like
okay.
Instead of like, you know, they'll give us a gift or money or whatever.
I like when a babysitter watches our kids instead.
Yeah.
Because our parents are like, oh, I'm going to do whatever. I mean, they're fantastic, but I like a babysitter where I can tell them what to do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then the last part of the boot camp is, it's called the apps class. The phone apps.
Mm-hmm.
This is really important. All right. So you have to, this is very informative. So this is actually teaching something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Set up to ask permissions.
Permissions.
Permissions. So your kid has to ask permission to a parent's phone to download an app. So they can't download anything without a permission from your phone.
Okay.
Okay. Which sucks because I get permission, you know, request every
oh, yeah.
hour of the
oh,
day.
Yeah. And I sit there and they're like, he hasn't approved it yet. He hasn't approved it. Why am I not allowed to approve it?
Because you'll just approve everything.
Oh, that's true. Because I'm the one sitting with them,
right.
like getting tortured.
Right. I'm the one thinking about the cost. You're the one thinking mm-hmm. about not being tortured.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to do because your app bill is going to be like $1,000 a week if you don't watch over
that. Oh, we had that where Ian one time, we had a $900 bill. He was like, they kept asking him, do you want to get this? And he's like, hells yeah, I want to get that. And but he didn't realize that it was going to our credit card. No, well, he was just like, oh my God, yeah, yes, I'm getting all this free shit. Right. And then we get the bill and we're like, dude.
Yeah. But they're actually good about that. They do refund because they know that shit happens.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, if they request an app and it's free, I don't give a shit. I don't even look. I just say, okay, yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but nothing's ever free because then you're like, you have to buy coins. Well, that's where I was going. That's where I was going next. Right.
Yeah. So after they get that free app, you have the in-app purchases of gems, coins, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, which is a whole nother thing mm-hmm. that, you know, drives your bill up. But then they download an app and then, like, our son is playing Plants vs. Zombies and you have to buy that app or whatever. But it's not just that app because then they have the Plants vs. Zombies of Christmas course. Edition and yes. then the Halloween edition. And
right.
So it's just never ending with these fucking apps.
Mm-hmm. So you and have, Fortnite's the worst.
Oh, my God. So you have yeah. to develop like chores for apps or something. Like they have to know that they have to earn this stuff. Like
I know. We're so bad with that.
Yeah. But don't talk any more about it because I'm going to get into it later.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's stop it there.
Are you coming up with a plan for everybody else, but we don't have a plan for us? Like, we need to do some of that shit.
No, see, this
we're not good at that. We need, you know what you need? A follow-through class.
Well, this is, like, what I go back to. My first thing that I said was, what kind of parent do you think you're going to be? Like, what's the right way to do things? Mm-hmm. And it's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you the right way to do things, but we don't do it. I can't
Right, well, that's the problem. Yes, is that, like, I need a follow-through. Because how many times are we like, I'm going to take that iPad away. I'm going to – and I'm like, I don't really want to take this iPad away. I want them to have it because I'm, you know, enjoying my coffee.
Yeah. Now, you also asked me, like, what food I would serve at the
I was just giving you ideas. You're so literal.
Well, you asked me a question, I answered.
No, but you're super literal. Like, I just listed a bunch of questions, but you don't know how to, like – you need to, like, improvise.
I am improvising.
Oh, okay. Okay. Go for it, dude. What kind of food are you serving?
I am serving whatever you want. Okay. This is like your last meal before like death row in prison. Okay. You get your favorite, anything you want, and you have as much time to eat it and drink your wine or your cocktails or whatever, and nobody's going to bother you. Nobody's going to
How is that preparing you for parenthood?
It's not preparing you. It's giving you one last amazing meal because it's never going to happen again.
Right. That's true. I thought you were going to teach people how to order. So you eat dinner at 6:30, and then you and your son at 10:30 are like, dude, let's get Domino's. Because that's what happens in our house every night, and that's why I can't lose any fucking weight.
No, that's not true. Sometimes it's Chinese food.
Right. It's either Chinese or Domino's every night. Like, you literally call, and they're like, Adam, what up? What are you getting tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a frequent flyer with
– It's so annoying because, again, we go back to the body episode where you order the shit and you're like – and you're like, I'm like, please don't do that. I eat it. And you're like, just don't eat it.
Right. That's a set that simple.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I'm going to stare at Chinese food and not – oh, fantastic. That's lovely.
I try to order the things I know you don't like and
– What don't I like?
I don't know. I was just trying to be helpful.
Okay.
All right. I'm done.
Okay. All right, so now that we've done your boot camp, where people didn't learn shit, and they just basically went on a resort vacation. Time. Yeah, okay. Camp and now Adam. They're going to come home, and they know nothing more about raising a fucking kid than they did when they went.
Listen, we've been doing it for 13 years, and we still don't know what the fuck we're doing, so my camp is better.
No.
All right.
No, mine is better. All right, so my first one is sleep training, okay?
Sleep training.
Sleep, well, more like sleep torture. But I'm going to call it sleep training, you know, like just to give it a little bit of a, you know, a nicer sound.
Wait, before you go on, I love interrupting you.
I know you do.
Come to my camp because I sleep great.
Yeah, what do you guys
I'm
going to
teach you guys
Someone
how
comes
to
and
sleep.
Sings you a lullaby at night.
I never have a problem
I
sleeping.
I know.
Come back to my camp.
I know. You can't possibly understand this. But for those of you parents who, you know, don't just think it's a 9 to 5. Well, you're going from 9 to 5 too. Those of you who don't just parent from 7 to 9 o'clock at night, you know, who are actually, you know, up all night with your kids, this is the one. All right, so you come. We get you a really comfortable bed. You get in your bed and you're like, this is awesome. My God, I'm so comfortable. It's like being at a hotel. Then when you're almost like completely asleep, we have someone come into the room and just hover over you, like 2 inches from your face, just okay. like Red Rum style.
This is weird.
Hovering. Yeah. Well, and of course you're going to wake up, right?
Yeah.
And you wake up and you're like, oh my God, is that a fucking murderer? Oh no, it's just my 4-year-old kid, like just hovering, staring at me.
Breathing in your face.
Breathing in your face.
Not saying anything.
Hot breath and not saying anything. And you literally wake up like in a fit of panic, but it's just your kid. So fine. They leave. You go back to sleep. We're easing you in. Second time, someone comes in poking at you. Mom, I'm so thirsty. I want water. Get them water. Mom, I want socks. Mom, where's that stuffed animal that you had that you know that I haven't played with in 3 years, but I really want him? And you're like, oh, fuck, I donated that shit like a year ago. And they're like crying because they want the stuffed animal that they haven't had in 4 years. And they come in and they're like, Mom, I don't like my mattress anymore. Buy me a new mattress, which our 10-year-old that literally didn't just did.
Happen.
Oh, yeah. Ian came in our room not so long ago and was like, oh, can you get me a new mattress, Mom? I hate my bed. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So fine. So then they leave. You get in a really deep sleep, like an REM type sleep.
Like dreaming, like.
Like dreaming of like tropical beaches.
And, tropical
yes.
beaches. That's what you dream about?
And then someone comes in. And, oh, Mom, am I ever really going to get sucked into a black hole in outer space?
Yeah, that's my kid.
And you're like, what? What? What are you talking about? Well, I watched a YouTube video, you know, that I'm going to be swallowed into a vacuum in outer space and now I can't sleep and I'm having nightmares and I need to sleep with you. No, you're fine. You're not going to be getting sucked into a black. No, but the YouTuber said, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no. All right, no more YouTube for you, but take this iPad back to your bed and leave me alone and watch something else because I can't deal with this.
No more iPad for you, except for now.
Yeah, no. So, you know, it's like, you know, and then, so then you send them back. 4 seconds later, your fucking alarm goes off because you have to get your kids up and get them ready for school.
Right.
So it's like your whole night. Like there's not, I have not had a good night's sleep since 2004. Like for real, good night's sleep. Even when we're at a hotel, I wake up and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have left them by themselves. I shouldn't, you know, I'm like up in the middle of the night feeling guilty that we're away or I'm worrying about them. Like I have not had a real night's sleep since 2004. So
how are you guys liking this camp so far?
Well, listen, you're going to be fucking ready. Let me tell you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is driving training.
Driving training?
Driving training. So, you know, you take your test when you're 17, your driving test. You do like your little K-turn, your cute little parallel park. Okay. Now try having 2 kids in the back, like screaming at each other, throwing shit at you, demanding that you put some kind of music on, and the Wi-Fi isn't working because our car has Wi-Fi, which is the biggest mistake ever.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Like when you're about to have kids, you should go through a new driving test.
No shit.
Where they put kids in the back.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
How many times when we're in the car, are we like they're in the back, like screaming at each other? Fighting with each other. One of them is like, I can't get my seatbelt on. And then like, I want this music on. And it's like no joke.
Yeah. I you're yelling at the kids and I'm yelling at you because
I'm driving at the kids.
And you're screaming.
No, well, when I'm with them by myself, they're like, I dropped it and I want it now. And if you don't get it for them now, and so you're like reaching in the back seat to the floor. And then you're like, if you can't find it, they're screaming at the top of their lungs. So you're driving while they're screaming. Like it's awful. It's dangerous. Like, fuck texting and driving. Don't text and drive. But yeah. This is, like, legitimately, like, I think feel like the next level. Like, nobody, there's no, why is there no divider? Like, one of those things, like in a limo that you push the button and the glass goes up and you're like, see ya.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
I know.
Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Was that your boot camp?
And then after that, I just have, you know, I wish somebody had, like, taught me how to say no to shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how to, like, I get myself in a bind every single time of somebody, like, asking me to say no to something. And I, you know, I can't do it. I can't, like, all right. So you,
like what?
I, like, you know, like PTA, all right, like, you be the PTA president.
Oh, boy.
And I'm the parent.
Like, for real?
Or you be the, you be the PTA, like, for real. Like, try to, you're trying to get me to, you know, like, fundraise or to be at a dance. next Saturday night from 6 to 10 p.m.
All right, so I'm a PTA president mm-hmm. asking you mm-hmm. to be involved in a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, Danielle, like, how you doing today?
Hi, I'm good.
Good, good.
Good, I gotta go to this.
No, yeah, thing. Real quick, no
oh,
problem.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
all
yeah.
right.
Uh-huh. So we're having this dance, it's coming up.
And oh, yeah, yeah, I heard. So, yeah.
We're trying to raise this event for the kids mm-hmm. and so they can have more pencils in their school. I don't know, what are fundraisers for?
More pencils in the school. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. So we need some parents, and we would love for you.
Oh, you know, I wish I could. I would love to.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, you're doing a terrible job. Horrible.
No, I'm
horrible.
Great.
No, you're not making me feel at all like I need to.
Well, I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so the kids need, like, more protractors and trapper keepers and pencils. So we need to
trapper
raise
keepers.
Money. Right? Don't they use trapper keepers?
Uh-huh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So we could really use your help, and you know, it's kind of like your turn, so we're kind of hoping
it's my turn
to, yeah, that you'd be involved and be able to mm-hmm. do this. I'm sure you're busy and you have plans, but
yeah,
come on, like,
yes,
what do you
yeah
think?
I can't say no.
You can't say no.
I mean, you did a terrible job, but
I did a great
say
job.
No, you did a terrible job. Oh. But I still can't
so,
say no.
So I did a bad job at being pretending mm-hmm. to be a PTA mm-hmm. president.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm so shocked.
But you know what?
And
it's going to end up happening. I'm going to hate my life for the next week and a half. I'm going to dread going to that dance. And then 5 minutes before the dance, I'm going to cancel and say one of my kids is sick.
Right.
You or know what I mean? Well,
but think about me, not just you. I got to babysit the kids if you go.
All right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You're always thinking about yourself.
Yeah, no, I can't do it. So anyway, just I wish someone had taught me how to say no. Would have been great. All right. So what questions and challenges would be on the test that they would have to complete?
Oh, okay. So they're taking a test. Okay. All right. So I have a good question, right? This is question number one on the test.
Okay.
Your kid wants a muffin for dinner. Do you, don't answer this, by the way, because you're going to, yeah,
okay.
you don't answer this because you're going to mm-hmm. know the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your kid wants a muffin for dinner. Okay. This is before you have kids. So you have to think about it this way, right? So you haven't dealt with this yet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Your kid wants a muffin for dinner. Do you A, give them the muffin, B, make them eat something healthy, or C, scream back and forth with each other for 5 minutes about why a muffin is not a dinner? What's the right answer?
Wait, I am answering it, or
I didn't. I didn't want you to respond while I was saying them.
Oh.
So what's the right answer?
Well, it depends.
No, just you have to choose.
I mean, I'd give them the fucking muffin.
Okay, so it was
is
a
that
trick.
The wrong answer?
It was a trick question. It's all the above.
Right.
You say, here's the muffin.
Right.
You have to eat a banana.
Right.
But let's scream back and forth for a while about that you have
you have
to eat
to
the banana
have
too.
A bite of banana.
Right.
Right, just to make yourself feel better. A bite, not even a whole banana, just a bite of banana.
So realize, all right, so it was a trick question because your kid's going to want a muffin for dinner
mm-hmm.
and you're going to give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you negotiate how to go back and forth about that?
But some people don't. Some people are really good.
I said in the beginning of this episode.
This is us.
Yeah, some mm-hmm. people can do this. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't.
Mm-hmm. No.
All right, so my next one, my next part of the test is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to pick up a 20-pound sack of potatoes and go run a mile.
What?
Because you need to develop upper body strength because your kid is always going to want uppie all the time.
Uppie.
Pick
uppie.
Me up. I want to be uppie. Mm-hmm. Uppie, mommy. Mm-hmm. Uppie, daddy. Uppie, uppie, mm-hmm. uppie. And you need to be able to carry your child at any given point in time ever.
Right.
And once you put them down, it's back up again.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you got to build this upper body strength.
Okay.
So we're doing some training here.
Oh, wow. Some real physical training.
Yeah,
I'm shocked.
Damn
okay.
Right. And one last question of the test is, you don't seem thrilled about my question.
I mean, let's hear it.
All right. So you're home, you're working, or you're doing stuff around the house, and you let your kid buy an app. You know, because you're busy and they want to be entertained
mm-hmm.
and it's fine. They can download and pay for an app.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5 minutes later, they come and say, oh, now I want the coins for the app. And that's $5, you know, whatever it is.
Okay.
So that's the setup. So A, well, what do you do? Okay. So A, tell them no, just earn them in the game. because all these coins and things you can actually earn, but mm-hmm. they don't want to. They want to just buy it now.
Okay.
Right, because it takes too long to earn them. B, tell them to do a chore and earn the coins that way. So they have to clean the kitchen, whatever, and then you can go download the coins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. C, negotiate with a six-year-old. Let them buy the coins to leave you the fuck alone. What's the right answer?
I mean,
it's always C.
It's always C. Right. Let them buy the coins.
You're going to buy the coins just to get them out of your fucking hair.
Absolutely.
Every time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just remember that. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's going to happen.
Okay.
So that, right. Those are my questions. Okay. Those are my test questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, mine are sort of like, you know, I sort of thought about the stuff that's hardest for me. And I think one of them is, you know, we just talked about like the body image episode and whatever. And when you become a mom, you're like, okay, so here's what you have to do for my challenge. You ready? You have to sit in a room with your kid's leftover grilled cheese, chocolate chip waffles, chicken nuggets, fries, pizza, ice cream sundaes. Mm-hmm. You can't eat any of it.
What?
Someone brings you a salad and that's your lunch. Because you're trying to like lose the baby weight, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're surrounded by all this food that your kid doesn't want. And you're like trying to beg them to eat that food when all you want to do is eat that food and they're not eating it. So then once you finally like, they're like, you're like, fine, you don't want to eat it, don't eat it, okay? Then they're like, okay, you guys can leave now. So you've had your salad or, you know, and not had any of the other stuff because you did really well. And then you get into the car and the kid starts screaming on the way home that he's starving and he wants chicken nuggets.
Right.
Right? Right? That's my whole life.
Yeah.
You take them out to eat. You're like, here's a kid's menu of the most delicious fucking food ever.
Everything's fried.
I don't want any of this. It doesn't sound good. And you're like, all I want is to eat. I want someone to fucking force me to eat chicken nuggets. And you have to like order your salad with the dressing on the side because that's the appropriate thing to do. And you're hating your kid every second because they're not eating their fucking pizza. And then you go home and they're screaming that they want pizza.
Right, and they're starving.
And they're starving.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah, great kids.
So my next challenge is what's that smell?
Oh, God. Okay.
What's that smell?
All right.
So there's a distinct odor coming from somewhere.
Wait, you're is this a game?
In a room. It's a challenge.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like literally what I go through all the time in our house. Okay. Now I have a teenager who like leaves shit in our room downstairs. Our kid takes eight of his friends downstairs and they're playing Fortnite and I come downstairs and it smells like a fucking locker room. Like it's just repulsive. So you sit in a room. There's a distinct odor, but it's a distinct odor that you can't quite put your finger on. I don't know. Like, is it old pee?
Old pee.
Is it like curdled milk? Did they clog a toilet and just never told you because they didn't want to admit to clogging a toilet? Like, what is it? You're looking under the couch. Is there a sippy cup there from like 2 days ago? Did you leave the laundry in the washing machine and, you know, 3 days ago and it's a mildew smell? You just aren't sure.
I noticed,
you're sniffing yourself. Like, is it me?
I noticed that in the car a lot. And then you find the sippy cup
milk,
like under the seat.
Yeah. From or the McDonald's french fries or the chicken nugget that they left in there. And it's like 95 degrees outside and now you have a chicken nugget roasting in your back seat. Like,
it's got to smell good though.
It's repulsive. Like, and then and the kicker is, and they get in the car and they're like, it smells disgusting in here. And you're like, yeah, well, yeah, it's my fault.
Right.
You know, so it's just, you know, it's fucking annoying. Like the smell situation, I can't stand it. You walk around constantly like, oh my God, someone's going to walk into my house and think it's repulsive because there's something somewhere and I don't know what it is or where it is.
Right.
So it's a constant like humiliation factor.
Well, it happens in the house too. Like,
yeah,
like the bathrooms, like.
They smell like pee all the time.
They don't flush the toilets.
Forget flushing the toilet. They don't aim into the toilet. The boys never make it into the toilet.
Yeah, it's not
that
easy.
Always pee on the seat or next to the toilet or it's never into the toilet. Like that's too hard, you know? So, right. I can't, the smell situation is disgusting. And I'm sure sometimes it's me because I haven't had time to shower in 3 days.
Right.
So those are my challenges.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody still wants to come to my camp.
Oh, wait, I have one more. So you go through a regular day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have a new baby.
Okay.
So,
but
so
this hey, is, this is not for real, right?
This is this is pretend. So, you know, so you have a new baby, and I come up to you, and I'm like, oh my God, he's so cute. Oh, so are you breastfeeding or bottle feeding? Go ahead, answer me.
What the fuck is it your business?
Really? I mean, really?
Okay, bottle feeding.
Wrong.
Oh, I'm breastfeeding.
How could you bottle feed? Oh my God. Wait, you're breastfeeding in public here? Oh my God, what's wrong with you? Are you making your kid their own food? Are you making them their own food?
What?
Yeah, are you like pureeing their own food?
No.
Oh, are you buying them only, you know, like clothes made from, you know, fire-resistant material? No. Like every single fucking thing you do, like no matter what you do, someone's going to tell you what's wrong. Right. Doesn't matter. Are your eggs like cage-free, you know, eggs that you're like, everything you do is wrong. Mm-hmm. No matter what, someone's going to have something to say to you. So it's just someone walking from room to room to room while somebody tells you that everything you do is wrong.
Right.
Let us fucking be. It's hard enough to breastfeed. It's hard enough to choose to bottle feed. It's hard enough to breastfeed in public. It's hard enough to not breastfeed in public because then you have to go somewhere else. No matter what we do, it's all wrong. It's all frustrating.
Yeah.
All right. Advice. Let's keep it quick though, because it's going long.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll make this quick.
Okay.
Yeah, mine are short anyway. Okay. So if I have to give any advice to new parents, mm-hmm. what would it be? Mm-hmm. If you can swing it, if you can do it, get a baby nurse for the first couple of weeks that you bring your baby home.
Okay.
That is so important. I remember when we were kids, we were 28. And we weren't kids. I feel like we were kids.
Adults.
I feel like we were kids. 28?
Well, now you do, yeah. But we weren't kids.
Okay.
We were just new.
Right. Okay. So we were new. And we have to leave the hospital with this baby. Like, everybody was taking care of the baby in the hospital. The nurses were incredible. Like,
yeah, they were like, you get to stay here for 4 nights. And yeah. We were like, oh my God, it's like fucking sleepover camp all over and again. They
did everything.
It was amazing.
And then 4 days later,
we stole all that shit. Remember all the shit we stole?
Yeah, Similac and all those
diapers,
things. And
pacifiers.
4 days later, they're like, okay, here's your baby. Have a nice life.
Right, exactly.
And we get home and we're just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what do we do?
Yeah.
Like, how do we, like, handle this? Like, mm-hmm. how do we not, you know, mess this up? So, yeah, we had the baby nurse. It was incredible. She showed us a ton of stuff and how to, you know.
Well, and we got to sleep.
And we got to sleep, right. So she's mm-hmm. like, right, for the first 2 weeks.
There should be a GoFundMe baby nurse.
Yeah. Well, it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So if you can do it, do it. Also, prepare for, you know, accidents and bruises and, you know, your child hurting themselves and it happens.
Falling off beds, falling off, changing tables.
Whatever.
Don't beat yourself up. It's all good.
It all happens to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not a bad parent because it happens. Mm-mm. You know, don't.
Be forgiving of yourself.
Yeah. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be forgiving.
And your first kid is going to have the most amazing parties. You're going to have balloons. You're going to have decorations. You're going to have mm-hmm. 1,000 people at your house. Mm-hmm. You're going to do a DJ. You're going to do like crazy shit. Like it's going to be, you know, the cake is going to be like a $200 cake with like levels and like, yeah, it's going to be incredible.
Mm-hmm. Sprinkles that spill out from the middle.
And by the time you have your third kid. It'll
be like the Pinterest party.
Yeah. Once your third kid comes, yeah, they're kind of lucky if they have a party.
Mm-hmm.
You're not alone.
Right.
It happens to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You don't dress your kids in the perfect outfits. By
no,
the third
I know
kid,
the third
you know?
Kid is. I yeah. know our poor third kid.
But, yeah, but, you know, it's all good. Nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my quick little tidbits
okay.
of advice.
Yeah, my advice, I mean, I'm going to just, like, pick, a few of the best ones. First of all, like, just don't lose yourself. Remember who you are. You know, don't feel guilty for trying to still, like, pursue your passions and, you know, find time for yourselves. And remember that you and your husband eventually are going to be empty nesters again. And you need to, like, do all the things that are going to, you know, keep you guys from, like, losing sight of being a married couple and being together. And, you know, you need to just find time for that and don't feel guilty about it.
Yeah, your relationship is not all about the kids. It's really
well
important.
Here's what I always say, and here's, you know, and listen, I'm not, you know, this is like my my one like philosophical piece of, although it's not very philosophical. I always say, like, I feel like our kids are like the center of our world. Like, we do kind of like, you know, live our lives around them, but they're not our whole world.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, there, we definitely have other stuff going on that we're like passionate about. And, you know, they're, we've made certain decisions because we knew that that would not make us the best parents we could be. Like, for us, the best parents is to make sure that we have a balance between ourselves and our kids, because we know how we get if we don't have that time.
Yeah, we always say how important our time is.
Yeah.
We, I mean, we've said it in so many of our episodes
already. Yeah, I'm sure there are people out there who judge us and who are like, oh, you know, they definitely take too much time to themselves. Yeah. But that's what we need to do, and that's why...
Right, and if you need to not do that, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Like, it's all okay.
Yeah, but my biggest piece of advice is find your tribe.
Okay.
Find the people out there who are going to, that you can call and literally be like, I hate my fucking kids today. I, you know, I want to go and sit in a corner and cry. And they will say to you, I get it. You know what I mean? Find those people. Like, the people who don't just say they're not judgmental and don't just say that they're there for you, but are, they actually do it.
Well, you've gotten that, like, incredibly. Like, you have your local group of friends, yeah, that you have that with. And yeah, now with this podcast, you've built the relationships.
Exactly. Oh, the community is amazing. That,
yeah.
Like, I feel like people, like, when I post something, a lot of times I'm like, oh shit, what's the response going to be for this? But I feel like for the most part, people are like, that's hysterical. Right. And we get it. And we know you're not 100% serious. And I love that. Like, they're so cool.
Yeah. You know what's not fair, by the way? You've developed these relationships and I haven't.
So go ahead.
I don't
do
think
it.
That's fair. So if there's any guys out there listening to this, mm-hmm, that want to contact me.
I told you we've gotten guy responses.
No, but contact me directly and bitch about your wife and your kids. I want to hear it and I want to trade stories.
So where do
you.
They do that? Where do they get in touch with you?
All right, put Adam in the subject of marriage and martinis.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Okay. I mean, we definitely have guy listeners. I have guys texting me all the time and I'm like, Adam's going to be so happy. And I show you the text, yeah, or I show you the message. I'm like, he's going to be so happy because you're...
Yeah, look, I have my group of guys locally too that, you know, we don't get together to talk about our wives, but like when we get together, you know, it comes up and mm-hmm, we get to bitch and we get to do that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Husbands too need their tribe.
Yeah, man. I want some more. So bring absolutely it on, guys. If you got it going on.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
But I think that's the most important thing is, like, you know, you need your people out there who are going to understand and who you can be stupid with. Like, I have friends who I can go out and still feel like I'm 22 again. And, you know, we go out and we act stupid. And then, but we also are like, the next day we wake up and we're like, who's driving to the soccer game today? You or me? Right. Like, not that any of our kids play soccer. That's a stupid excuse, but like a stupid example. But, you know, we there's both sides, you know, when they know that we don't, our lives aren't over. Adventure isn't over. Fun isn't over. Keep it going. You know, you can still be a parent and have that side of you. It's okay. So that's my piece of advice.
Okay, cool.
Find your tribe. Make sure they're fun. Make sure they're accepting. Make sure they're non-judgmental. And that's it.
All right.
Right?
Hey, listen, everyone.
Yeah.
We always claim we're not experts in anything.
Hells no.
We're not experts.
We're experts
on this.
In not being experts in anything.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So take everything that we've said with a grain of salt and a martini, and
mm-hmm,
that's about it. If yeah, you like what we said, enjoy it, and you know, hopefully we give you a little bit of insight into what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
But we know you all get it.
Okay.
So that's it. So let's end this, right?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
All right.
Check us out wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's, you know, iTunes or Stitcher or uh-huh, Spotify.
Podcast app.
Anywhere.
Addict.
Podcast app. Oh, yeah. There's a ton of apps out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're all over there.
Yeah. Or Instagram and Facebook. I love the Facebook too, but I have to be honest. It's just the algorithms. They're just not right now. They're making it really hard to.
Yeah. It's hard to post to everybody because they don't do that.
Well, yeah. It just is a weird place to be right now. So okay, if you're on Instagram and you could follow us on Instagram, that's really where okay, the party's at.
Cool.
Yeah.
Go to the website, marriagemartinis.com. We have a form on the homepage at the bottom of the page. Put your information in.
Mm-hmm.
We still have some mugs that we want to send out. And who doesn't want a Marriage and Martinis
mug?
I mean,
come on.
Right?
Right.
It's free. 100%. It's yours.
We are the Hamilton tickets of the mug industry.
Exactly.
you can't get Hamilton tickets, but you might be able to get a Marriage and Martinis mug.
Right. We don't sell information, and don't be scared to put your information in there. It's not going to anybody. We don't even know how to do
that. I was just going to say, we're not even equipped to do that.
Yeah. So it just comes to us, and we'll send you some emails, but just for fun, not for bullshit sponsored emails and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's really just for fun. So go do that. And on that, we'll see you.
All right.